Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
The Royals duck hooked their first tee shot into the woods. They threw a pick six. Then they blew out a couple tires scraping the wall. All before an out was recorded in the 2021 season. After that, opening day was a lot of fun and in many ways just flat out glorious. Almost every single thing we thought about improving the lineup this offseason and talking about it for 4 months came true in one game. More walks? You got it. Three home runs? Why not? Everyone in the lineup pitches in? Sure thing. Michael Taylor, the new center fielder, even threw out a couple runners at the plate. Ace Brad Keller was awful. He gave up more runs in one inning than he did all of last season at Kauffman Stadium. That's crazy. But after getting knocked out in the second, the staff sort of steadied. Weren't great. Only one guy pitched a clean frame of any sort. That was at the end. Wade Davis got two outs coming in the ninth inning to end it. Everyone else allowed runners on base, but it was good enough when you bust out 14 runs on your own. Kansas City is 1-0, off and running for the baseball season. This special edition of KKHI is brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC. In Excelsior Springs, their customers say, we just make it easy. Check it out online where you can shop, click, and drive. RobertsRobinson.com. CBD-GC.com. This is the best CBD products you will find anywhere, anywhere. Online at CBD-GC.com. It's better than what you'll get at the strip mall. It's USDA organic. No or minimal traces of THC. They grow their own. There is no middleman. Stacey Higgins would like to show you how you can get pain-free, relaxation, calm, or focus. CBD-GC.com. And Back 9 Development in Manhattan, the Solheim Condominiums at Grandmere. Beautiful upscale condos on the Colbert Hills Golf Course. For a second home, college kids, or an investment property. They start at $249 and up. For more, check out Back 9's portfolio online at back9development.com. Okay, the pitching needs some work. I am stunned by what happened to Brad Keller, but my goodness, that lineup the Royals trotted out. Hit it!
Elite Automation presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Make your building great again online at eliteautomate.com.
Well, you had to think the Royals were beat when you turned on your TV or went to the game today and saw the first inning. Brad Keller had nothing. I mean, he had no control. He had nothing. He was overamped. He was fired up. The guy who is the best ground ball machine in baseball couldn't get anybody out. He was walking batters, throwing wild pitches. It was ugly for sure. He gives up five in the first inning. Whit Merrifield promptly steps to the plate in the bottom of the first, gets a base hit. Benintendi's first pitch is a Royal, base hit. They're off and going, and the Royals match the five in the bottom of the first. This was a crazy game. You knew it was going to be wild from the second. At no point did I think the Royals were going to get blown out by the Rangers because I know how bad the Rangers are and how bad their pitching is. So we knew a lot of these things, including their so-called ace, Kyle Gibson, who's no good at all. He now has an earned Kyle Gibson has an earned run average of 135. I'm not sure I knew that was possible, but it is, and that's exactly what happened. Gibson couldn't get out of the first inning, and it was ugly. The Royals just started taking turns on the dude, and, hey, at least Brad Keller made it through the first and got an out in the second before they turned it over to the bullpen. Kyle Zimmer came in, got a couple of outs, walked a batter. Hernandez gets the win in this game, was ugly at the start, but had two good innings after that. Hahn gave up a run and had a couple of strikeouts. Barlow wasn't clean today. Holland wasn't clean. He had to come in the eighth inning. They wanted Holland to finish the game. He came in the eighth inning and then tired in the ninth, gave up a run, a hit. It was not pretty. I mean, the Royals walked nine batters. Royals pitchers walked nine batters. The only pitcher with a clean slate at all was Wade Davis, and count me stunned. If you told me the only pitcher the Royals were going to trot out today that had a clean slate, that didn't allow a base runner, was Wade Davis to end the game, I would have told you you're nuts because I didn't think Wade Davis was going to make this team. And I don't know if I could take away much from one day, from one game, but watching Holland come in and save the eighth inning after Barlow put a bunch of runners on base, Holland bailed out of the eighth, but then he got tired in the ninth and gave up a hit and a walk, and two walks, the bases were loaded, and in comes Wade Davis, and he comes in and faces two batters and strikes them both out, and the Royals win it by a final of 14-10. It was just amazing nostalgia to watch Wade Davis close the thing out. Both teams with 15 hits. The difference in this ball game was the way you play the game. The Rangers had three errors in the game. The Royals had none. When you have a center fielder that throws two guys out at home plate and your opponent is kicking the ball three times, you know you've got a great chance of winning a game. And that's what happened. Nobody pitched particularly well in this thing. That's a discussion for another day. My goodness. On this special edition of KKHI, let's talk a little bit about the Royals offense and up and down this lineup, because it was amazing from the start. Whit Merrifield starts the season 3-for-5 with a couple of runs scored, a couple RBIs. He missed a bases-loaded double down the right field line by maybe an inch that would have knocked in three more. Crazy. Benintendi got that hit in his very first pitch, the very first pitch he saw, but he only went 1-for-5. But he did get a walk, so he was on base a couple of times. Got to love that. Carlos Santana, 1-for-3 with three walks. This guy is the most, I mean, we know he's a disciplined hitter and can draw walks. He is so disciplined to watch. And while you hate that when you're playing somebody else and they're making your pitcher work really hard, it's a thing of beauty when you're watching a guy in the power portion of the Royals lineup do that to another team. And Carlos Santana did that today. That is one of the little talked about things in this ballgame. When you've got a guy that can hit home runs, drive in runs, he knocked one in, he got a hit, he scored a couple, he got three walks. And that extends innings for Salvador Perez, who was one of the rare Royals, didn't get a hit today, but he got an RBI, he drew a walk, scored a couple of runs. You love that. You know Perez is going to hit. Jorge Soler, nice line here, 2-for-2 with two walks. He had a couple of runs scored, a couple of RBIs, and a home run. Hunter Dozier did not get a hit, but scored a run, drew a walk. Love that. Kyle Isbell, first at bat as a Royal, got a base hit. This is his Major League debut. 3-for-5 with a couple RBIs. Wonderful day for the Royals' new starting right fielder. And Michael A. Taylor, who nobody really expected much of out of offensively, but played a beautiful center field today, goes 3-for-5 with a home run, three RBIs, and throws a couple of guys out at the plate. Showed a great, great arm. Even Nicky Lopez at shortstop. Ask yourself this. Would Mondesi have had a better day? Maybe, because everybody was hitting. But Nicky Lopez was 2-for-4. They were dinky dunkers. He wasn't pounding the ball, but he scored a run and he knocked one in, and you'll take that every single time out of Nicky Lopez. You have to love, really, what you saw out of this lineup today. And I normally don't, you know, get maybe necessarily a lot of baseball insight from Rex Hudler, like you probably. I watched this one on TV. But Rex said something today that he said before that's very important, and I believe this since I was 6 years old. I believe that I always played my best baseball when I was having fun, when I was laughing and having fun. And the Royals were laughing and having fun all day today. And I don't know how much of that was people in the seats or opening day or just they feel good about where they are. There's no way to gauge that. Every season's a marathon. It's really, really long. It's really hard. There's a lot of ups and downs and injuries and slumps and highs and lows. But today, for the most part, everyone pitched in. The guys that didn't get a hit got walks and scored. I mean, up and down the lineup, it was just absolutely amazing. Everyone in the starting lineup scored a run. That's just a very, very rare thing. That means everybody's pitching in. The defense was good. The Royals' calling card is always defense. They're always going to do the little things. There were a couple of near pickoffs at second base, and I didn't really know this about Mike Matheny, but apparently he is a stickler for detail plays that can win you a game. And he believes the pickoff at second base is one of the most underrated things in baseball, and has told some of the players on this team, the pitchers and middle infielders and the catchers, because they're involved in this in calling it as well. He's told them, look, you know, you could be sitting here in August or September and have a game where you execute this and pick a guy off second base, and that's the reason you win a game. You know, you could be up in the eighth inning, seventh inning, by a run, pick a guy off second base, the next batter gets a single, next batter gets an out, and the inning's over, but the game would have been tied. You can actually win a game doing things like that. I love hearing that. I love that. Now, I'm not a big fan of things that slow the game down, and there was a lot of that today. There were wild pitches, pass balls. Catchers got crossed up with signals from their pitchers. Salvi got crossed up by Greg Holland at a I can't say crucial time in the game because the Royals were up 14-10, but a lot of this was hard to watch. A lot of it was opening day, kind of sloppy baseball, but the hitting wasn't. The approach at the plate by the Royals was very, very good. They look legit offensively, and that's without Mondesi. And it is a daunting, I mean, there's home runs all up and down his lineup now. If Michael Taylor's homering on opening day in the eight hole, basically anybody in this lineup can go deep. And Hunter Dozier's going to have better days. He did not look particularly good at the plate today, but he contributed. Got a walk and scored a run. Isbell got three hits. This is really, really, really exciting. And I know we were disappointed that Bobby Witt isn't part of this and the Mondesi thing happened and Nicky Lopez was there. But I give Nicky Lopez credit. He's clearly, it's been a short period of time, but he's clearly listened to what they've said. We don't want you driving the ball. Just go up there and slap at it. Put it in play and run like heck. He did that. He laid down a beautiful sacrifice bunt today that turned into a base hit. He's that good at that. That's another part of his game. So the Royals did it all. They played small ball. They played big ball. Soler just crushed his home run on a rope. On a rope. It was a great day. Really a great day. Now, this isn't going to work. You're not going to score 14 runs. You can't pitch like the Royals pitched today and be a serious baseball team. But when you gave up five in the first, and then you come back and you take the lead and actually built a big lead at one point, a pretty big lead, right? You got a five-run lead. The Royals turned a five-run deficit into a five-run lead. That's really hard to do. But they did it. That's really rare. So this is an odd game of the 162. There's usually, what, 30 or 40 games a year that are just not very routine games. They're very odd. This was one of them. About a fourth of the games are really different than the others. Like if there's a 1-0 game, that's really odd. This one was really odd. 4 hours and 26 minutes. 8.5 inning ball game was the longest in Royals history. That is nuts. So this isn't going to happen over and over and over. The pitching will get better. The hitting won't be this good every night. But I can't muster up any energy to be as upset with the Royals pitching as I am about being excited about the new lineup. I can't. It's not even close. We know Brad Keller's going to pitch. We know Keller's going to be okay. He was freaked out today. It happens. It was his second opening day start. He shouldn't have been freaked out and amped up, but he was. Maybe it was the pregame ceremony. And if you had any doubt, and if you love this podcast and you know what I'm about, I know what you're about. And you should love the Kansas City Royals for no other reason than I learned more about the Royals' new ownership in the first 20 minutes before the game started than I have in the last year. The pregame ceremony was over the top, in your face, heartland of America, conservative, flag-waving, Trump country, I love you. It was over the top. Let me explain. First of all, the new owner of the television rights, Sinclair Broadcasting, has this Bally Sports partnership. They're running this open, this intro thing about the heartland of America and Americana and our greatness, and baseball is back. And we're going to the stadium, and we're not showing fear, and we're going to go to the games, and we're going to live our lives. It was unbelievable. It was everything we talk about right here. That's from the Royals' television partner. That's not from the Royals. That was the message from Bally Sports. This is who we are. We're ready to go to the ballpark. We're ready to love our team. We're ready to live our lives. It's been a tough year, but it's over. Bally Sports Kansas City today announced it's over. The pregame ceremony was crazy great. All right? On the PA, look down below your seat, underneath your seat, there's an American flag. 10,000 American flags, one at every seat where every fan was sitting. Pull out your American flag and wave it during the national anthem. Remember those who have died. Remember people from COVID and what we've been through. Remember first responders and hospital workers. Remember the military and your family. Remember those that have served. Remember how great America is, and remember how great today is that we're at opening day. Raise your flag and salute America. And the anthem comes on, and the dude comes out and starts playing the saxophone, and he's just phenomenal. He is just phenomenal. It's giving me goosebumps. And then the stealth bomber flies over. It was crazy great what the Royals did pregame today. They said, we're not going to do the social justice stuff this year. We're kind of out on that. And you know what? We're pretty much done with COVID around here. We've had it. We're ready to play baseball. We're ready to be America. We're ready to be the heartland. We're ready to know who we are. And for crying out loud, let's be who we are. And it was a buzz, man. It was a high. I felt great watching all this. And then Keller loses his mind. And it just goes, woo, off a cliff, right? As soon as the game, down. I was like, oh, boy. I was kind of down. I called my mom, but I knew the Royals would come back. I'm like, the Rangers can't pitch. They can't pitch. They have no bullpen. What they did have, they've got guys hurt. Their starting pitcher, Gibson, today's terrible. I mean, this is a bad team. Royals need to fatten up right here at the beginning on the Rangers, okay? But a great day, and it is important to note on this podcast in particular because you won't catch it from other media. And I challenged the Twitter haters while this was happening to go on Twitter and hate away at your new owners because they're Trump-loving, American flag-waving, we love the heartland of America folks. And they just played it out for everyone to see today. And if you don't like that stuff, if you want to be a liberal and you want to wear your mask and you want to keep scaring people and freaking people out and you don't want to go back to normal, the Royals are not your team. Because the Royals made a powerful statement today that we are here for you, Kansas City. If you're ready to live your life, we are here. And we're ready to have a great summer of baseball. There's reports out today on the vaccination. Everyone in America that wants to be vaccinated will be by the end of May. To me, that's the end of the masks. No matter what anybody says, that's the end of COVID. If everyone in America had the chance to get the vaccine, we know that you can't get COVID with the vaccine, and we know you can't give COVID. Once everybody's had their chance, this crap is over. So we are just weeks away from any argument at all of any of the stuff we've done. And I think I sense the Royals know that. And I felt that in them today, man. There's a happiness there that they're back playing ball. There were guys standing out there, a few when they lined up down the first base and third base line for introductions, a few scattered players had a mask on. That's great. Clearly not a requirement because most of them didn't. Every time they showed crowd shots, not every time, I don't want to exaggerate, at least two-thirds of the people in the crowd did not have masks on. So the Royals clearly weren't walking around as mask Nazis today, you know, whacking people on the arm saying, put your mask up. They weren't doing that. God bless them. It looked normal. A dude missed a foul ball, it bounced, and he got it, and he had a smile on his face. You know how I could tell? He didn't have a mask on. And the TV camera stayed on him because we know this about Royals television broadcasts. Half the fun of the broadcast is showing fans in the stands. It's like social media. It's like your phone, watching people, seeing what they do. This guy gets this foul ball, and he acts like he's going to throw it real hard, and you can't see where he's throwing it. And he tosses it across the aisle to a boy that's maybe 10 years old. Fantastic stuff. Just great. Royals are back. They're 1-0. That offense was worth the price of admission. This has been a special edition of Kevin Kietzman Has Issues. We'll be back with you on Friday with much, much more on KKHI. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Kietzman Has Issues. For additional VIP-only podcasts, live streaming of breaking news, sports wagering tips from the experts, and in-person special events, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron for as little as $5 per month.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.